You don't know how it feels. That's Tom Petty on Nova 103.5. Quite a big thing there. You don't actually know how it feels. So many of us don't know how it feels to actually suffer from breast cancer, from cancer. Unfortunately, at the same time, I think too many of us do know how it feels to know somebody who has been affected, who has suffered from any form of cancer. But at the moment, because it is Pink Week, specifically, we're talking about breast cancers. I have the Cancer Association's head of projects, Gerardus Lisse, in the studio with me. Goedemorgen, Gerardus. I'm good, thanks. And you, if I put the right microphone on, there we go. Let me see if I can do this properly on a Monday morning. All right. So as we've been saying, it is Pink Week. It's the culmination of October, obviously, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, trying to make sure that all the ladies out there know that they should get tested, that they can get tested or get checked out rather than tested necessarily. Tell us a bit more about, Pink Week, why this week is so important specifically.
Oh, thanks, David. Okay, so we've had a very good October, Pink October this month, and we hosted various breast clinics every Friday at a certain spa store in Ventuk only. So yes, that is built up to Pink Week. This is this week, and then Pink Friday is this coming Friday. We are doing it this year at the Grove Mall, also in partnership with Spar and Nova. Yes, so what Pink Week is about is that we have merchandise, t-shirts and some items that we sell to raise funds.
Mm-hmm.
So this funds is for women's clinics, for breast clinics especially, because breast cancer is one of the most diagnosed cancers in the country. For Namibia, over 600 ladies a year.
Sure.
That's quite a steep amount of ladies that gets the news.
Especially if you think compared to our small population.
Yeah. That's a lot of women. I mean, and what happens in Namibia is that breast cancer is often diagnosed too late, and then nothing really can be done in terms of
the treatments.
So that's why we're doing this. This is raising awareness, number one, for ladies to get tested on a yearly basis, to go for breast screenings on a yearly basis, so that late staging cannot happen. And then the funds part of us raising the funds for this is that we're busy, that every year we do outreach clinics across the country, but We are also working with the Ministry of Health to get breast clinics up and running in all the major towns. There's a lot of ladies in the rural areas that do not have access to this type of screenings and treatments and stuff. So we want to really bring it to them. So yes, this is the main aim. We're trying to raise enough funds so that we can fund our breast clinics across the country. Yes, so that we really want to stop late staging. It's a very bad thing in our country.
Okay, so the Pink Friday then on Friday, obviously, the clue's in the name there, David, happening, like you said, at the Grove Mall in collaboration with Spa. There's going to be a breast screening clinic happening right there at Grove Mall?
Yes, so we will be stationed next to Toys R Us. It's actually between F&B and Toys R Us on the lower floor, Grove Mall. We will have a table there where we're also going to sell our pink merchandise. We call it the Pink Namibia Collection this year, as well as some cupcakes. And then inside the store, we're going to have a free breast clinic. So that will be from 8:30 till 1. But we have decided that if we, because a lot of people take lunch from 1 and 2 there on, so we will stay a little bit longer for ladies that aren't able to come between 8:30 and 1.
Okay.
Yes.
And obviously everyone's encouraged Pink Friday. You're encouraged to wear pink. You're encouraged to wear the Pink Namibia Collection, which has actually just got pink highlights. Very different this year. So if you are one of those sort of not so comfortable wearing pink kind of people, don't worry. It's just got pink highlights. It's a black t-shirt with pink highlights. Obviously, like you said, you're going to be there on Friday. So for anyone who hasn't gotten their merchandise in time, they can buy it from you on Friday. But they can get it this whole week. They can get it from the Cancer Association offices.
Yes, they can. Our offices do sell the stock every day from Monday to Friday, between 9:30 and 4 o'clock. And then this coming Friday, we will also be at MediClinic the whole day.
Okay.
From 8 to 6 o'clock on Friday evening, we will sell the pink stock. And then we also selling, we do some pre-sales on the hashtag pink for breast cancer walk on that is happening on Saturday. So if you haven't got your pink stock or your pink walk ticket yet, then you can still get it from us this week and on Friday at MediClinic. And then also starting today, the Heliodor Pharmacy at MediClinic. It's just down there at the reception area from 6 to 9 in the evenings. You can also still buy your ticket for the hashtag pink for breast cancer walk on Saturday.
Okay, so yeah, that's very important. That's obviously the big culmination as well. We've got Pink Friday, but then we've got the walk on Saturday morning, starting and ending at MediClinic in Eros. I've seen the route. It's a nice looking route. It's an easy enough looking route. So everyone can come and get involved. We want to see thousands and thousands of people walking in pink this Saturday. Gerardus, give us the social media channels, other places that people can get in touch with the Cancer Association.
Yeah, well, firstly, if they want to just order their pink item, they can just send an email to shop@can.org.na or phone our national line 0819537740. And then, yes, our Facebook, Cancer Association on Facebook. We're on Instagram as well. Send us a message. Phone us. We will gladly help you and assist you. Yes.
Great. Thanks so much, Gerardus. And we'll see you and all the thousands of other Vintookas taking to the streets on Saturday morning and hopefully as well at Grove Mall on Friday for Pink Friday and the Pink Walk. Remember, it is Pink Week this week.